This is Happy Coming Out Day, a Toasterverse picklet by Sci-Fi Girl 47, read by You Stole My Name. Author's note: in honor of National Coming Out Day, when it is my fervent hope that everyone's lives and loves are treated with the respect, honor, and love that they deserve, have the story of Sean's coming out. Gay. There was a beat of silence, and Sean was careful to keep his smile as polite and calm as he could manage. Careful to keep his eyes level and his shoulders back and his expression open. Careful not to get defensive or say something stupid, or do something stupid, like bursting into tears. It was kind of difficult to accomplish that when his father got up and walked out of the room. He took a deep breath and his eyes burned. He blinked hard, swallowed hard, as his mother shifted on the couch across from him. She muted the TV, and that was smart. That was something Sean should have done before starting this discussion. He considered himself kind of lucky that he'd remembered to wait for a commercial. His mother put the remote aside and folded her hands in her lap. "Do you have a boyfriend?" she asked, her voice hopeful, and Sean blinked, trying to pull himself back into something approaching focus. "What? No?" His palms were sweating, and he scrubbed them against his thighs. His voice was shaking. He supposed that was normal, because so was the rest of him. "No, I don't." His mother's face fell. "Oh, I thought maybe you were telling us because he was outside. That would have been nice." She sounded almost forlorn. "Is there a boy you like?" "What? No, I..." "You thought he was outside?" "What? You thought I left him on the stoop while we had dinner and watched Jeopardy?" Sean asked, and his mother shrugged. "You're not so good with people, Sean." He'd object to that, but she was probably right, and anyway, it didn't seem like she was listening. "You're such a sweet boy, so handsome. Why don't you have a boyfriend?" Her brow wrinkled. "I could fix you up with someone, maybe." "No, Mama. Please, no." He glanced at the door and away, his shoulders slumping. "Is Papa mad?" he asked, and his voice broke in the middle of the words. "What? Oh, no, no. Your father is just upset because there will be no grandbabies." She leaned forward on the couch, her long black braids slipping over her shoulders. "Joseph, do not be so foolish." "It is just a disappointment." His father leaned back into the room, and his eyes were red. "I thought there would be babies. Someday. Not now, of course. You're too young. But maybe someday. And now, no babies." He grumbled something in Polish, crossed his arms over his barrel chest. "They will adopt. You have 5 siblings, and they all have children, and their children have children. Really, you need more children?" She shook her head. "You will find a nice boy who loves children, and they will adopt." "That's true." His father gave Sean a narrow-eyed look. "You have to ask. Not everyone wants children." "I don't want children," Sean pointed out. "And that is fine," his mother said, her voice soothing. "That's your choice."
"No, it's not," his father told her.
"Hush," she hissed, her eyes narrowed into slits.
"Already we have problems. You want to start this now?" To Sean she said, "So, no boyfriend. Is this a working theory?"
"What do you mean, working theory?"
"Has it been field tested?" she asked,
as his father slumped back onto the couch, his arms crossed and his face set in a pout.
"Has it been..." Sean stopped, pressed his eyes closed. "Mama, no. No, it hasn't."
She gave a moo of displeasure.
"So your thesis is untested as of yet?" "Practical application of knowledge isn't always necessary to draw a conclusion," his father told her.
She gave him a look,
It was the look that translated to mean, I question your decision to say that aloud, and it was one both of the men in her family retreated to often. But it is far more stable of a hypothesis if you have data to back it up, she said. There's a pickup line I hadn't considered, Sean said, staring at the ceiling. He spread his hands wide. Want to help me field test my initial intellectual conclusions about my sexual orientation? It's unique, his mother pointed out. It's insane, Sean said. It would work on me, his father said. You hit on Mom during her thesis defense, Sean said, and he was yelling. Okay, maybe he was yelling. That was a possibility, and he needed to not do that. He leaned forward and put his head between his knees. I'm gay. His voice was muffled by the position. And I don't have a boyfriend, and I'm hoping that someday I'll have a boyfriend, and I need to know that you'll not absolutely humiliate me if I make the mistake of bringing him home to meet you. Can I please just have that assurance? His mother patted him lightly on the back. Sorry, probably this will happen. But we will be very excited to meet him, provided he is a good man. Don't fall for the pretty boys. They are nothing but trouble. Ask him about babies before you bring him home. I will definitely be asking him about babies, Joseph said. He sounded proud about this, and Sean raised his head enough to glare at his father. What? Someone has to ask. It is important information. It is, Shrina agreed. I mean, not for me, but for your father, she added with dignity, when Sean switched his glare to her. Date a nice boy. It will be fine. She paused. Oh, you should come into the lab. The new graduate student. He's your type. I don't have a type, Sean said with dignity, and his mother tried to cover a burst of laughter with a very fake-sounding cough. Sean gave her a look. I don't. Yes, you do, she smiled down at him. Please, I've seen the posters on the walls of your bedroom. You have a type. He paused, his mouth open. So, this wasn't so much a surprise, was it? I was surprised, his father assured him. He doesn't pay attention, Shrina said. Anyway, field tests. Come to the lab. I'm not dating one of your graduate students, Mama. Do you even know he's gay? He and Marjorie got into a discussion of which actors they would sleep with at lunch, she said. It was a telling discussion. I'm going to college next year. Can I just find a guy on my own? Sean said, trying not to laugh or cry. His parents exchanged a look. Of course, his father said. But when you do, try to get us a blood sample. Just for research purposes. Really? How do you think I'm going to work? My parents want some of your blood. Into a post-date conversation without sounding like a serial killer? Sean asked him. It's for research purposes, his father repeated. Kind of sketchy, Papa, Sean told him. His father shrugged. It's for science. He nodded at the TV. Can we watch Jeopardy now? We've missed a whole category. You've made such a fuss. Sean shook his head and slumped back into his chair. But he was grinning, and his mother was grinning, and his father was mumbling something that he was pretty sure was baby names. And that was okay. He had time to get a dog or something. And one of the remaining categories was romance languages, and he liked that category. So really, it could have gone worse.